The Fetish Show brings you the latest in alternative photography, modeling, art, and fetish lifestyle. Your host is renowned fetish photographer and BDSM mentor, Dirk Hooper. He is joined by professional dominatrix, Princess Zoe. And now, here's Dirk.
Welcome to The Fetish Show. My name is Dirk Hooper, and I am joined, as always, by the artsy Princess Zoe. How are you doing, Zoe?
I'm doing very artsy. How about yourself there, Mr. Hooper?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. We're at my solo show in Kansas City. We are broadcasting live.
Yes, we are.
We have a room full of people, so if you hear them in the background, you'll know what's happening. Just a few feet away from us, there are some people getting tied up.
A few people? Yeah, there's a lot of people getting tied up.
I know.
What
it's like
the
a,
hell?
It's Thai Festival 2011.
Yes, this is a great show that you have here, your solo show.
Well, tell us about it so I don't have to talk about my own show.
Well, okay. Here we are, Kansas City, once again, where we have been before, same place, different time. As a matter of fact, last time we were here, you were lowering a girl down into the second floor, and there was fog coming up, and you were taking photographs. You were laying down on the floor, down on the second level, taking photographs as she was being lowered down with fog and lights, and it was really cool, and
right.
That was interesting. So, but here we are again.
This is the MRP gallery that we're at in Kansas City. They have been really good to us. I've done a bunch of, photos. I've done several sets here. If you've paid any attention to the sort of stuff that I've been doing lately, I mentioned Kansas City and the MRP gallery quite a bit.
Yes.
And so now I have returned not as someone who's taking photos, but someone who's displaying photos. I have about maybe 30 photos here.
Yes, they gave you your own show. I'm so proud of you.
We were up. We have a team of about, eight people or something that helped us last night. This started at about 8 o'clock at night. We didn't get finished putting these things in frames until about 1:30 in the morning.
Well, yes, it was like a production line of Dirk Hooper's framing.
It really was
frame shop.
It was pretty crazy.
We have a great team,
and I don't think that you slept, did you? At all?
I did sleep. I slept on the way here with Jake. Snoring very loudly.
Wow, are we calling him out on that? Is that what we're doing?
And
right?
You and fucking Jay in the front seat talking about the weather or whatever the fuck y'all are talking about.
We were talking about some very serious
shit. We are loud
shit.
As hell.
We're confident in our serious shit that we're talking about.
I can't
about.
Believe y'all didn't wake up the snoring bear over there because...
Well, he probably had about as much sleep as we did.
We were tired. But you know what? It's worth it. We have a very good crew. The Fetish Show has a great crew of people that bust their asses for us. And I tell you what, without them, we could not be sitting here today.
Well, that's one of the things I want to do today is, we're broadcasting live again. And this is going to be a little bit off the rails from our normal deal. We won't have our normal segments and stuff. But this does give us an opportunity to maybe tell you about some things that are coming up with the Fetish Show in the next few months. Mm-hmm. And also give you an opportunity to meet some of the people behind the scenes, because believe me, it's not just us with some recording equipment setting up and doing this thing.
There's
I mean, we have a team of people that are helping us do this thing. And, this is a good opportunity for us to maybe say thank you to them and allow them to have a voice here tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid of that, though. We might not better let them out of their cages. They might run away.
Think it might be a problem?
Yes, they might run away. We need them.
Well, just for the record, it is October 7th, 2011, and you can hear all of the activity. It's been very active here. It's been awesome.
Well, and this is a particular thing that they have, I guess, the first Friday of every month here in Kansas City. They have First Fridays. Something like that.
It's right, it's like a deal where they do like a gallery walk or something.
I don't know. It's like everybody's out in the streets all over the place walking in. We couldn't even get into the chocolate shop over there. I wanted to get some damn chocolate. Got to wait in line for like 20 minutes over there.
And I hear that that's really good chocolate too.
We need some.
We could come back tomorrow.
No, we need that now.
Before we get out of Kansas City, we're going to run around here and hopefully talk to some people.
I wonder if they let me cut in line if I just go over there and say
I
need some chocolate.
The way you're dressed, I think you could probably do whatever you want.
Well, I need fucking chocolate. Let's see if it works.
you think a need for chocolate is probably enough?
I think so. Yeah. So it's
You say, look, I need some chocolate. I'm dressed really hot.
My skirt fell down a while ago. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Yeah, did we get pictures of that?
I hope not. I was like, what the hell?
Where's our, you know, what happened well, there?
I was,
what's up with
I was working, the only one working, apparently. I'm just kidding.
Definitely not the only person working here tonight.
Well, I was the only one working here whose skirt fell down.
Well, that's a good point.
So, at any rate, who do we have here sitting here talking?
Well, the first person that we're going to interview here tonight, one of our people, as they say. When we say talk to our people, here's one of them. His name is J.A. Grimm. Welcome to the Fetish Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're going to call him Jake.
We are?
Yes.
Can we do that?
I don't know how the hell to call him J.A. I mean, what the...
There's other people.
Like
what
Jackass?
Is it? J. Jonah Jameson or something? I don't know. I don't know. You call him Jay? Do you call him Jonah? You call him J. Jonah? You call him J.J.? I don't know.
J.A. That's fine.
We're going to go with J.A.
The problem is we have another J that's going on.
I understand. Well, that is a good point.
It's hard to abbreviate
J and Jake. And, yeah.
So what exactly does J.A. Grimm stand for, mean to you? What is that? Your pen name?
Yeah, it's my pen name for some of the things that I've written. I have an article in the Dark Fairy Subculture magazine about the Toxic Goddesses and another article about the Fetish Show.
Yes, you do.
That I wrote. And I'd like to say that they were pretty damn good.
They were damn good.
They were damn good. Yeah,
good
easily the best thing that's been written up on the Fetish Show by far.
And
the best thing that's been written up on Toxic Goddesses, I might add to you.
And Mr. J.A. Grimm also holds a very important title and position here at the Fetish Show. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your job?
Now the managing editor
yes.
for the Fetish Show, so I get to talk to all the awesome talent that we're going to have working with us, the different artists, photographers, writers.
You can be very instrumental in putting together the magazine that's coming
instrumental up. Instrumental in putting together the magazine and, I guess, yeah, dropping that.
Right, we're breaking it. We're breaking it out right now.
But I've already been saying it.
I know.
I know you've been trying to keep it under wraps, but I've been like telling the world we're starting a magazine called, guess what? The Fetish Show.
The Fetish Show,
yes.
Yeah.
So, deciding kind of the game plan for that and who will be gathering up to put different content in that. We have a lot of different ideas for different things we want to highlight in that. I know we want to highlight the art in the community. We want to highlight a lot of the things in the positive aspects of the community and trying to, you know, promote the things out there that we kind of want to see promoted.
Well, you have more than just writing skills and abilities. You have some great creative talent as far as organization of getting the thoughts and ideas together. You've got some pretty damn good ideas on things that we should present and
thank you.
Write about.
You want to talk a little bit more about what we're going to put in the magazine? I mean, we've been kind of kicking some stuff. I mean, nothing's in stone yet.
Nothing's in stone. Our first...
We're going to be in the magazine.
Yeah. Well, we'll all be in the magazine.
Right.
We're all slightly narcissists.
Pretty much it. We are. We're kind of our own go-to people.
Zoe North isn't narcissistic.
Oh,
what?
Oh, we're going to bring out Zoe North. Let's talk about that.
If she's going to deny being a narcissist, then we have to bring up
Zoe
North.
But I'm not. I can't help if the fucking GPS map doesn't go my direction.
So we're trying to get to the gallery tonight. And by the way, finding this gallery is not the easiest thing in the world. Because it's like
an alley.
It's an alley entrance.
It's an alley gallery.
So actually, if you have the front door address... You're not there yet. You got to go back behind the place to find it. I'm not all that familiar with Kansas City anyway. So anyway, we're trying to find the thing, and we've got one of those wonderful, navigation systems. And Zoe was explaining that she wanted the whole map. We were saying, look, the map is oriented.
Well, I couldn't understand what the
to
fuck.
The north. It's always, we reorient the direction of the car. Orients
well,
different.
It's going the wrong direction. It was not going the way I was going.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not. It needs to be going my direction.
Zoe North, your direction.
So the issue is
I don't understand.
The entire map to move every time she moved.
What? That's illogical.
Which we titled Zoe North.
Whatever.
Basically,
penises, that's the problem.
Any direction that Zoe is moving at any time is true Zoe North.
True
Zoe.
How the hell else are you going to know where you're going? Unless you go in my direction. Don't you get it?
No.
Whatever.
So some other things with the magazine.
The magazine.
We will explain in the first issue what Zoe North is. That'll be a long, long, very long conversation.
Poor Mr. Grimm over there.
We can explain that in issue zero, which is kind of going to be an introduction to all of us, an introduction to the different events that we've thrown, that we've hosted.
Kind of our history.
That we've been a part of, our history. We've had a lot of stuff recently. Had the
Evo
Revo, right?
There's so much that...
Evolution and Revolution.
In Albuquerque, we had the Buck Angel event.
Right. This is going to come out before all of that stuff, but he's mentioning things that'll be in the next few episodes.
Well, basically, I like to back up just a little bit and just say this. The Fetish Show is no longer just going to be the internet radio talk show. We're branching out into bigger and better things. We're also going to now encompass a magazine and events that we go to and that we host ourselves. So we kind of have like three major functions.
Also kind of integrated into that, we're looking at starting a news division.
Yes.
Where we cover some of the things that are not being... I mean, who is covering the fetish world right now? No one is except us.
Yeah, no one.
And...
You guys are actually creating content.
But there are people, I mean, there are people out there who are excellent writers who are positive about the community like we are. And we want to give them a voice. You know, we want to bring what they're doing to you.
And it's going to be very exciting that we're going to be in the library, the leather library.
We talked with Vi Johnson not too terribly long ago, and she said that we were going to be in the leather library and the leather archives.
So we're making history.
Looking at doing that, and she said that it was exceptionally important for us to get in there. And we think, wow, you know, maybe it is, because we're talking to some of the movers and shakers in the business and in the community. And so, yeah, I mean, might as well be part of that.
Well, I think just as what we're doing is important as being the host and the co-host of the show and being the kind of the focal point is what Mr. Grimm's going to be doing is in the written world is just as important as getting at articles.
We want to highlight news, like you said. We want to highlight different opinions about the news in the magazine. We want to go to different types of people. I mean, the community is so diverse.
That's right.
And that's one of the things we want to highlight is the diversity of the community and how unified we can be and how we can understand each other better. And so we want to highlight that. We want to highlight the different talents that people have in the community. I mean, there's so many creative, art-driven people in the community, whether it's writing or photography or sculpting, or putting a section about like a graphic novel type section in there, having a point counterpoint, you know, and maybe different DS relationships, things like that. I've talked to some people already that in their normal life that they're both switches and they want to do different opinions on different things and different things that happen in their relationship. And we really want to highlight that. We want to highlight all the different little nuances in the community that really make it so special.
And you have the ability to actually shape a generation and a culture and not just give it a voice, but to actually give it direction and to be a positive force.
I know one of the first things we're going to tackle is how the internet has affected different communities and and how it's affected it positively and negatively and how we can use the internet to shape it positively and kind of cut out the negative.
There's a great deal of controversy actually on whether the internet is actually beneficial to the BDSM community or if it's a big problem.
And well, there's a lot of misinformation out there that people that don't know anything about it
that's one of the issues. Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know.
There's obviously an influx of people. I mean, we talked about it many, many times before. People who are following, you know, Rihanna or are watching certain movies or television shows or whatever, and they get interested. Their interest gets piqued, and they may or may not have access to the community. And
the true community.
That doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't welcome those people in, though. I mean, I advocate a big tent. I think we need a big tent in the community.
Well,
and take the opportunity to educate those people instead of say, hey, you're not, you know, lifestyle, you're not hardcore, and so we're going to shun you. You know, we don't want anything to do with you. You embarrass us or something. I think that's the wrong way to take it.
Well, we want well, any the internet and pop culture makes whatever it gets involved with move quickly.
That's true.
And balloon up. And, you know, I think we do have a responsibility to people that are interested but not exactly experienced to help them out, to let them know, to let them know what to do that's safe, you know?
Right.
Know what to do that's consensual, you know, all those things.
And that it's okay.
That it's okay.
You don't have to feel guilty for doing this stuff.
Well, I mean, Rihanna's helping us with that.
What exactly is this stuff? Could you identify that?
Talking spanking ass and whatever.
Tying people up and all kinds of kinky
whatever,
things,
the good stuff.
The good stuff.
The good stuff.
Stealing dicks.
Right.
Stealing dicks.
Yeah, let's
talk
about that.
Cock thieves, man. Someone stole my box of dicks. What
you're talking
fuck?
About the cock ring.
The cock ring.
Yes, there's
the
a
ring
cock ring. This fucking steal
cock
dicks.
Cock stealers. That stole
Damn.
Your cocks.
They stole my fucking box of cocks. What is wrong with them people? They don't know where them dicks have been.
What?
And my.
That's a good point.
They don't.
Why would you do that?
Why the fuck would you do that?
Why would you steal
someone's... I would never steal someone's dick.
Box of cocks.
That's just crazy.
I might.
You're weird.
I am.
You've heard of a cock in a box? This is a box of cocks.
Well, see, I have a cock locker. I have a...
Cock locker?
I actually have a box that locks, and I put cocks in there, and... my box in a cocks that locks.
Interesting.
So I am.
Yes,
and
you are giving us a little doctor, little bondage doctor.
Yes,
Seuss.
And so someone stole my cock locker, and they stole my dicks. They stole my dicks.
Damn it! Who would do that?
It's fucking dick thieves. What the fuck?
Fuck those dick thieves.
Yeah, with the dick.
Those
that they stole.
That stolen cock
dick.
Ring.
Yeah, those cock sucker
the
cock ring stealers.
Ring.
It's a cock ring. It is a cock ring. It's a
ring of
you
cock
heard like
stealers.
A you know ring of car thieves. This is a
cock ring.
Ring.
Cock, yes.
This is the most times cock has been said.
Oh no.
Probably not on this show.
Oh no.
I mean,
oh yeah.
Captain
we
Thomas
could talk
is
Captain
Thomas.
Thomas.
Yeah, that's cocksucker. that
guy. That guy put our cock quotient
we
way over
we
the
top. We don't say the word cunt enough. We gotta say the word cunt more.
Well,
than
bring
equal
it.
Equal the amount of times we say cock.
We
bring it up.
We have no problem with that. It's all good.
All cunts are good.
Do you have anything else that you want to say about the magazine or anything else?
Well, there's actually a lot of cool stuff going on here right now. Yeah, we're talking about the rope play and stuff. And
yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Right.
I didn't know they were going to be breaking this out.
Yeah, here. I mean, we're going to talk to one or two of the bondage artists that are here, and I appreciate them doing that. It's
but they're
awesome.
Not naked.
Can't wait to talk to
they're
them.
Not naked, but it's kind of, it's a public thing, and it is First Friday, so, and we're welcoming the vanilla types that are coming in here and kind of showing them what's going on here.
Well, I suggest if people out there have suggestions, things I'd like to see in print or talk about or write about it or feature in the magazine to get in touch with our J. A. Grimm extraordinaire.
Our managing editor?
Yes.
Yep. J. A. Grimm TFS on Twitter.
There you go.
And J. A. Grimm TFS @gmail.com.
There you go.
They can reach me there.
That's good stuff. And at the fetish show. Is it wrong to say that we are looking for reporters?
Oh, not at all.
Or for events.
We are looking
for artists.
For everything.
Models or
guest writers.
Yeah.
Guest writers. If you think you're interesting and have.
Not just for the magazine. We are creating a news division.
Yep.
We want some news on this show. We want some on the website because, you know, we can only cover so much.
From around the world.
We have to have literally correspondents from around the world. And so we need your help.
We do.
Get in touch. Get in touch with our managing editor.
Yeah, I'll get you set up. I'm already talking to some people in the UK and Australia. And
that's awesome.
We welcome
that's
that.
What we want. Yeah.
We want all kinds of that. You know, all over the world. There's tons of diversity.
Yeah. Well, for the first time tonight, because I'm going to say this a lot, thank you for all your help.
Yes,
I mean, you helped us out immensely. We really,
awesome.
Really appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Glad
and
I can make
snore,
this one.
Snore yeah. really loud.
Everyone knows.
Wow.
He does.
You're just really throwing him under the bus there. Does it hurt to get thrown under the bus?
Maybe there's a fed for that.
But it wasn't a normal snore. It was like really like.
Oh, it's bearish.
Wow. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And like, he didn't even wake up when I said, oh my God, like really loudly. He was
hibernating.
I was out hibernating. Very bearish.
No, this guy works hard and he's making things happen, so.
All right, man. Would you bring someone else over here to
I'll
talk
get some
to,
people.
Please?
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
So we can keep this going. Are you going to help us out? Let's see. Who can we do next?
Who can we do? Who are we doing?
Maybe one of our bondage artists or something? I don't know.
How about... yes.
Can we talk to him?
Yes.
Doesn't matter. This is great radio. And did I mention that it's live?
Would you like to come talk to us? Put that back.
What? How can we address you? We don't want to put your name on here if you don't want to. How should we address you?
Dark Strider.
Dark Strider.
Put your
Strider. Just Strider. Okay. That's good. We're live. We're recording right now. So that's good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
What are you doing? No.
Now or later.
Both.
We just wanted to talk to you a little bit about maybe about the show and what you think about what's going on around here and stuff. And
well, it's great. I love the fact that we're actually getting to, you know, get a little bit more publicity with the MRP here.
Right. Yeah.
Get some more art coming in.
We got really a great write-up in The Pitch, by the way, since you mentioned that, which is a local Kansas City paper.
Yes. You know, and I'm grateful that you were willing to come here and show your artwork and your talent. I mean, it's wonderful.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
What do you do here? Tell us about your function. Dysfunction. No, I'm just kidding. Malfunction.
Well, he's actually been involved each time I've come here to take photos, and I've taken photos a few times, and he's been a lot of help on that sort of stuff.
And he's got great hair.
Thank you.
He's got amazing hair, man.
He's really
someone
good
who has no hair at all. He's got amazing hair, let me tell you.
It's better hair than
you need to know about that.
Well, I kind of just help out in general around here, try to make myself useful.
Yeah.
Really try to stay behind the scenes and be as unobtrusive as possible. So
Right.
You know, mostly help try and, you know, be a events-based caretaker, I guess would be a good way
to
put it.
So your support, basically.
Exactly.
That's so important to the functioning of anything.
So you guys looking at, do you have any other shows lined up? I mean, after this, or?
I know that there's going to be a fashion show here.
Really?
I believe it's going to be the beginning of November.
It's like
that's
a fetish
cool
fashion show, or just
exactly?
Is it
amazing
really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. I believe it's going to be a Miss Deborah's fetish fashion show.
Oh wow!
We're just talking about going to Miss Deborah's.
We are. We want to go. We want to go. Maybe see her shop tomorrow.
I want to be in the fashion show. Why didn't someone tell me about that?
Wow, it's the first I've heard of it too.
Well, you're more than welcome to come down and partake.
Wow.
Well, I
want
to be in it.
That's another trip for us.
I think we could maybe arrange that.
You can? Wow. You're awesome support.
Well, actually, I'd like to take pictures of a fashion show, to be honest with you.
And I want
to
be
I've always
a
had a thing
show
for that, so there you go.
Wow. And we were talking about...
So I'm glad I asked.
This Miss Deborah's online, and we're thinking about trying to go by there tomorrow before we leave it out of town and check it out and see what kind of stuff happening.
Well... If you happen to run into Miss Deborah tomorrow, you should also ask her about her private event space.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I see she does do some parties and stuff. If you have, your people know her people, maybe you can, like, kind of hook us up and put in a good word for us. Maybe we can...
Maybe have my people talk to her people so her people can talk to your
people. Awesome. Yes.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, we'd like to meet her. That'd be cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
And see her stuff.
Absolutely.
Her stuff.
See her stuff.
Yeah.
She has wonderful stuff.
I would like to see her stuff.
I just want to be in her fashion show and wear her stuff. Y'all are weird. What is wrong with you people?
Got a disorder, apparently. Anyway, we just want to talk to you for a second. We appreciate you being on the show.
Because we like your hair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you'd like to push? Or, I mean, by all means, let's get it out there.
Well, you know, she's on the other side of the table.
Oh.
What? I'm going to have to spank you.
Please.
I got something over here. Hold on.
Wow.
I have some implements.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And thank your hair.
Are we thinking
his hair? His hair has like its own personality.
Wow. It's got its own zip code.
Yes, it's an awesome hair, dude.
Just that good, baby.
It is. Look at this shit.
We don't have that one hot, so if you come over here, Jay.
Well, you can make it hot.
We can, but let's just have him sit right there. He's good. Can you hear us, Jay?
I can.
This is super live.
Yeah, Jay has been on our show before.
He has. Why don't you tell it? Why don't you recap that for us, there, Princess Zoe?
Well, it came to my attention that there was a childhood event, or I should say, adolescent event, in Jay's tender youth that shaped the outcome of his.
I was scarred.
Wow.
For life. Seems that when his parents were out of town, left him behind. We don't know why or what's behind that. However, he stayed with his brother, and his brother, I guess, had a party. And at his brother's party, Jay walks in on someone shitting on someone in their parents' bathtub.
It's true.
And so...
poop.
And
play.
So I wanted to know, what the fuck did he thought?
Stinks?
Yeah, he was like, what is going on here? Like,
young
why?
Poop.
Like,
play.
What was you thinking? Like, what did you think? Like, what the fuck are they doing? Is that what he has to do to, like, get laid? Or, you know?
All I thought was, it's no!
Sometimes guys will do anything to get laid. I mean, come on.
I mean, whose idea was that? You think it was like
her idea?
Why
would you want to get laid after that, though?
Yeah, but you think it was his idea or her idea? Like, she said, hey, let me shit on you.
I would like to know that.
I didn't want to know that.
But don't you want to know now? Because I want to know.
I want to know the chronology on that, too.
But I don't think I'm going to go find him and ask.
Well, I think your parents should know that people are shitting on each other in their bathtub.
Oh, I would love to hear the story of you telling your parents that.
We should have them on the show. We should inform them.
Wow. You could tell the story again, and we could get their live reaction. That is great. I love
like,
that
you
idea.
You laugh like a girl.
I love that idea. Well, we didn't just
are you outing me?
No, you laugh like a girl.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. See,
wow.
It giggles like a girl.
Leave the guy alone. Well, Jay's helped us out lately, and that's why we brought him over here. We really want to spotlight and highlight you and make sure that people know that you're you know, one of the staff of the Fetish Show, and that we appreciate what you've been doing for us lately.
Yeah, well, what have you been doing for us?
Well, I've been taking some documentary photos, trying to record everything that's going on with the show.
He's doing a good job, and not just doing photographs, but like you said, documenting, taking pictures of people taking pictures of people taking pictures.
We had the Buck Angel event not too terribly long ago, and you took some pictures during that, and they came out great.
Yes, they did.
Thank you very much. It was a fantastic event.
Well, you're...
Thank you. Yeah, I thought so, too. I mean, it was Buck Angel.
It was Buck Angel.
And friends.
And a lot of them.
Yes.
Friends.
Yes. Tons and tons of friends.
You're going to school...
Yes.
To become
a journalist.
A journalist.
Right.
Yes. Because you write and take photographs, apparently.
Yes.
Right. So photojournalism and writing and that whole routine,
yes.
Right?
Exactly.
And then, of course,
know
you've been
we
taking
are starting
pictures.
A magazine. You do know that.
Right. Exactly. I mean,
I'm
just
really excited about that.
We just talked to the managing editor.
Yeah.
I could put you in touch with that guy.
Yeah. We could, hook you up.
Is this another thing about people talking to peoples? And
yes.
Yes. We know people.
Someone stole my box of dicks, Jay.
back to the cock ring.
Do you know that? They stole my dicks.
He may not have heard that.
What horrible people.
I know. What the fuck?
Shame on them.
Dick thieves?
Why would they do that?
Because they were crazy.
Why?
Did you see anybody around here with some
brandishing,
suspicious dicks?
Brandishing cocks?
Should I do an investigation?
You should do that.
Wow.
I'll get on that.
Cock PI.
So to speak.
Cock detective. Cock dick.
This fall on NBC.
Cock dick.
Cock dick. Wow, that's fantastic. We need to do something on... We need to get cockdick.com immediately. Before this gets out, we've got to...
We need that.
We got to get that website.
Get it now.
Cockdick.com.
Well, I personally want to say I hope you stick around because you fit right in to our crew, and we couldn't do all this without you. We need your help.
Thank you.
And you are doing an awesome job. And last night.
You're doing an awesome job. Yeah, let's talk about last night.
Shit.
Maybe. We were up until, 1:30.
We've been awake for the last 72 hours.
For real. putting pictures in frames and stuff. And you brought a helper there.
I did.
Do you want to say what her name is? You don't have to, but
Not just a helper. She's just not any kind of helper. Well, she's like
talk
a
about
curator.
Her. Whether we get her name or not, I'm going to talk about her.
Love talking about her.
Okay. Do you want to give her name or not? Just her first name?
No, we'll keep it.
Okay, that's fine.
We can't tell you the
name. We can't do first name. First name's Ann.
Okay. Well, Ann last night rocked the shit out of putting these things in frames. I mean,
she knows more about framing than we knew.
I have some information. I've done shows, quite a bit, but most of the stuff, and I went to college and learned this stuff, but they don't really teach you this shit, to be honest with you. So everything
like
that I know
framer.
Is pretty much self-taught. Well, she was, I mean...
She is fantastic.
The general.
She
general of putting, prints in frames.
Apparently, you don't just take a picture and stick it in there.
No, you really can't, man. It's all about fingerprints and
not
scratches
just framing
and
it,
buffing shit out.
But how to protect it and keep it from, tornadoes and things like that.
Right, tornadoes because,
and mice.
And hurricanes in Kansas City.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, because that shit happens.
So, Ann, you're awesome.
Yeah, thank you. We want to thank her, too. But we want to thank you, too, Jay.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be any part of a show that I can be.
Well, you've really stepped in and taken on the role of not just photographer, but documenting all the shit that's going on, because a lot of interesting shit goes on around me.
That's true. Oh, boy. If you had any idea. If there's anyone in Hollywood who's listening right now that wants to start a reality program, then the Princess Zoe show would be pretty entertaining. I promise you. You will never be, you never have a problem finding material or finding hijinks.
Of course, you may never find your car keys again.
Or you may blow up your car. But...
on a bridge.
Right, on a bridge.
That really happened.
That did happen. It really happened.
We'll have to tell you all about that another time, but...
It's pretty much craziness.
It is.
As per usual.
Not all that crazy with Zoe, though.
No, pretty much day in the life.
I love you guys. I really do.
So anyway, Jay, thank you very much. We appreciate all the stuff that you do. And I have to say, as someone who takes pictures... I hate having my picture taken. I really do hate it. But, I've already looked through the stuff that you've taken, and you actually capture me in a way that I enjoy. I think you do a good job.
Thank you very much.
And I mean, I'm very, very, very picky about the way I'm portrayed, and you do a good job, man.
Thank you.
He's photographed me before on several different occasions.
Right. But you're pretty. I'm not pretty. So, if he can capture me...
It's pretty easy to take a nice picture of Zoe.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's kind of, it's pretty easy taking pictures of you, but taking pictures that I like of me is a hard deal, and you achieve that, so thank you, Jay.
And Jay,
thank you.
Is there anything you would like to say? I mean, we've been doing all the talking during your interview. Would you?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say?
Fuck you, man. Shut up.
Just... Love being around you guys, and always have fun anytime that I'm with you.
Can we plug some shit? Let's plug some shit.
Yeah, we can plug some shit.
Absolutely.
We can plug your ass if you try to shit in the bathtub.
Wow.
What is it with the shitting?
Because I've been around you guys for too fucking long. Y'all shit every 30 minutes. That's the problem.
We eat a lot of beef.
Whatever.
We chip beef. We chop beef. Chipped and chopped. Sliced beef.
Where's beef?
Ground. Pureed.
So can you let Jay talk. Jay, so what do you want to
barbecued
say?
Barbecued beef.
Just ignore him.
Wow. No, I'm the owner of Provocative Imaging Studios. That's my photography company, and I'm thrilled to have that be a part of the fetish show.
Cool.
Is there some place that they can go online and maybe see your stuff?
Right now, it's only on Facebook.
That's good. So what would it be on Facebook?
Provocative Imaging.
All right. Is that a fan page or is that a profile?
It is a profile at this point.
All right.
And that's
you need a fan page.
I do.
There's some of your photography on my FetLife profile.
There you go.
My famous...
Which would be what?
lunchbox purse.
That's right.
What's your FetLife account there?
I don't know. Something Princess Zoe or something like that.
Wow.
And then Princess Zoe.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I'm also provocative imaging on FetLife.
There you go.
And
we have a lot of FetLife listeners.
Yeah.
So you got to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
So they can like get in touch with you and say, hey, Jay, take my picture.
Yes, please. Please.
And like they can like give you some money and you would like do that for them, right? If they like pay you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they could actually pay you.
Wow.
How about that?
They could pay me.
But check that out. Check it.
I would
check it out.
I would take some money for that.
Would you? You're going to take some money for what?
For
what exactly are you offering?
For me, money. Me letting Jay take their picture. I guess.
Interesting. You're going to be like the broker.
You'll take money for anything.
I'm like the photographer pimp.
You're going to broker that deal.
I'm pimp you guys out, y'all. Photographers
out. I guess it depends on what you're talking about then.
Whatever. So I want to go get in the chocolate line over there and get some chocolate.
You need to just relax on the chocolate.
Whatever.
It is not chocolate time.
It's chocolate time.
It's not chocolate time. Sweet.
All right. Well, let's send the next person over here.
Thanks, guys.
Is Janet around here? Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Would you grab Janet and see if she would come over here?
She's
in the middle of something?
Would you like to say a word? No?
No, okay. I asked him earlier. He didn't want to talk about anything.
Well,
so what are we planning on doing tomorrow there, Zoe?
Going to...
Deborah's?
Yes.
Right.
Eating chocolate. I want to be in her fashion show.
I hadn't heard about that. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
You don't know that I've got a little bit of background in that sort of stuff and kind of a thing.
Oh, I got to pull my skirt down. Hold on.
Kind of a thing for doing fashion show shoots and
for wearing fashion in shows.
I know.
So that's cool.
I'm into that whole routine. I'm actually... hope that we get the hook up there.
I think that we're going to.
Because
he has really nice hair.
We've got someone else here that's going to sit down. Just put those cans on your head. There you go. Step up to the mic a little closer. Right there. That's good. And welcome to the Fetish Show. We're going to call you Janet. Can I give your last name or is
sure.
that good?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Janet Ryan who has curated the show, right?
Yeah, this has been a fabulous experience.
an experiment.
Kind of an experiment where I'm involved.
And Dirk showed up with amazing work today. We've filled the walls. We sweat. We hung.
Oh, boy.
We straightened.
We did.
We readjusted.
And you even had time to get a shower.
It was a sink shower. But
that's okay. But that's okay.
You gotta
but
do what you
smell
can.
Good.
Thank you.
Nice.
So do you. Actually, you smell really good.
Thank you. Do I smell? Did I put on too much perfume?
No, you're good.
I can't smell anymore. So I broke my nose.
A lot of people don't know what goes into these sort of things. They think that you just print these damn things out and just slap them on the wall. There's a lot of work that goes into hanging these things.
No, she was like all over the ladder and like S-hooks falling everywhere and... ladders and
I can be a monkey girl sometimes.
You are. You did a great job. This is awesome.
Well, I think you all pulled it together really good with the show here today too.
Oh, thank you.
So
thank
we're
you.
Very excited to have you guys broadcasting from here at MRP Gallery.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's in connection with Master Richard's place. Mm-hmm. Our first show was here about 2 years ago, and it was a retrospective of Master Richard's work, and he had passed on. Yeah. And then we also had an artist from Oklahoma. I'm on the point here.
That's okay. No, I understand. We do this all the time.
Oh, I see.
It's tough.
I see how important they are, uh-huh.
But we are, this is our fourth show, and so we're just really kind of warming up the crowd,
right.
And we got a good listing in the paper today.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
A
great turnout. There's a lot of people coming through here.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people that come through here. They've been really nice. I've gotten a lot of really great feedback from people, which is always
cool. We always have a good time here in Kansas City. I mean, everybody treats us so good here.
For real.
It's a fun place.
It is.
Seriously, you guys have treated me so good here. I appreciate it so much.
Well, we have the Midwest friendliness, but we also have like some coasty, easty, westy, edgy stuff.
That's for sure.
This is Zoe North to me. So what's this first Friday's about anyway? What? What's up with that?
It started a decade or so ago, and some artists rented studio space in this part of town because it was cheap, and then they started having some Friday openings on First Friday, and it has really taken off.
Can't even walk out there. It's so crowded.
Isn't it incredible? And the fact that, MRP, Master Richard's Place, is right here in the middle of the East Crossroads. We just have to walk out the door and we're there. And so we've been drawing people in off the street, some vanilla people, and we've been getting pretty positive reactions.
I wish those people over there in the chocolate line would get the hell out of the line and come here so I can get some chocolate.
I think they're closed down now, but we lost that one.
There are really a trillion people walking around downtown here. It's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's, in the five figures. It can be at 10,000 people a really nice weather weekend.
Beautiful day.
And it's like a really cool crowd, too. I mean, it's like, really cool people.
I hope we get to come back and do some more cool
stuff. People appreciate art.
Yeah. Well, and every time I go out on First Friday, I go, I need a new haircut and a new pair of jeans.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, everyone dresses up and stuff. I mean, people have been coming in all night, all dressed up, and like they're going out to, maybe they are going out to a club later on.
Yeah, where are they going? I want to go.
Missy B's. Go. The Brick, that's just down there. Yeah. Grinders. They have food and beer.
Food.
Cool.
Food's good.
They
have
food.
Yeah.
Well, we have a little buffet now. I have shredded beef or the
pork. You rock. That is awesome.
I'm on a barbecue team, and we were in the American Royal last weekend.
Damn. A barbecue team. Wait, what is that?
Now you're talking about like
competitive meat smoking.
Holy shit. She's a competitive meat smoker.
It is a fetish. It is.
Prince is always into competitive meat smoking, but it's an entirely different thing.
I'm sure it is.
She's a master meat smoker.
Oh, well, you should hear the jokes. It's all that meat handle. I'm their fluffer and their photographer.
Oh, wow.
So I don't actually cook it. I just make it look good in the box.
Well, that's all that matters, I guess, the presentation.
Yeah.
If you present well.
We have a sausage category. Every time I look at that thing, I'm just like, this is so phallic.
I think we need to get some photos of that.
Yeah, no doubt. You do bondage too. You've done some demonstrations up here this evening. How long have you done that?
I started tying people up before I knew anything about Shibari, or before any Americans really knew anything about Shibari. Before half your audience was born.
right.
But I kind of do a freestyle, but I'm learning to do some of the regular ties because they are so expert and you can get to do them faster and they hold better. Yeah. So I just did a few freestyle things tonight and I did a little saran wrap dress.
Right.
And
I want one of those.
What is it that attracts you to Shibari?
I want a saran wrap dress.
Rope bondage.
It's the artistic part of it. It's how beautiful it looks. And part of the reason that I'm doing tying here tonight is because I think it's almost a universal beauty to how it looks, that you don't have to be into bondage to find it beautiful.
That's true.
And I think the photography of it is so important because how can you document it? You create this awesome creation, and then once you let your victim go. No, I'm just kidding. It's gone.
Yeah.
The creation is gone.
So, yeah, the photography is the preservation of that moment.
It's true.
Right. I mean, I call it like eye sculpture because, it looks wonderful in that moment in time, but it eventually melts. It's gone forever. So, yeah, if you don't capture it with some photography, then it's gone.
Can you look at different photographs of different artists that have tied and say, without knowing, specifically, like, say, oh, that looks like so-and-so's work.
That's a good question.
I am not that good. I am not.
There are some people who can do that.
There are.
They know the certain, the ties, and they have their own kind of, patented stuff. Lou Bari is a good example of that. Lou Rubens has his own kind of version of that where he has simplified the process of bondage and has his own kind of methods for doing that sort of thing.
Well, you would
for
know
example.
Anything I tied because it just looks like shit.
There's functional tie. That's the thing.
It's like
a lot of times what happens in Shibari, or I believe that David M. called it Kimbaku, that sort of stuff is, you know, it's art. It's artistic. It's not necessarily practical. I mean, you may spend a long time.
It's definitely doing not practical something that's, in what I do at all.
Well, right. I mean, you know, there's a big difference of, let's say that you want to tie someone's wrist to the headboard or something. You know, that's something that can be done very quickly. But we're talking about doing
it
something
can.
Very intricate. Well, it, by some people,
well,
it can.
Well, and I think, to the Shibari sort of the way it's done here in America, it prevents some maybe tightness in places that aren't good to be tight.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And you're also a photographer. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I've been photographing fetish things since like the late 80s, and a lot of it was queer back then, so gay pride. I marched with the leather people and started photographing living in leather events back then, and I've been photographing the International Ms. Leather Contest now for quite a while.
That's cool. Very cool.
And that is in San Francisco. A very good friend of mine owns that. And 700 people who adore leather women.
Yeah.
And we all show up and take over San Francisco as much as we can.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And it's really amazing. And we do a lap dance, a thon thing on Thursday nights.
Oh,
we get the
cool.
show started
awesome.
Out with girls dancing on tables and everything.
Wow.
It gets better from there. So
that sounds awesome. Absolutely.
We're at imsl.org.
Very good. Good.
And you can check out most of my photos online are at that site.
Okay.
So
right.
I don't have a personal site because that's just a portal for people to take my pictures. So
right.
I'm kind of not into that so much.
Right, and that is an issue. People don't understand what a big issue that is, because if you put it out there, people will take it.
Yeah, they will.
No doubt.
Be good, everybody. If you steal, at least credit
yeah,
us.
Man. Yeah, for God's sakes. People are working hard on this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not just the photographers that are working hard on it. It's the models, and it's the, in the case of a bondage artist, you want to give them credit and stuff. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this sort of thing.
Yes,
give
yeah.
them some credit, for God's
sake. The models.
I always credit.
Make your own shit.
Yeah, I like to credit the models, the riggers, the photographers. So,
right.
Yeah.
Or makeup artists if you've got that.
Yeah.
So if someone is interested in all of the crazy stuff that you're doing, you want to give out some plugs for where they can go online? Or I put you on the spot, haven't I?
Or if they want you to take their photograph.
Most of my stuff is on FetLife. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get a hold of me. I'm PhotoJan
there. Good.
And you can look at some of my bondage photos there.
Good.
And some of the groups in Kansas City have little sites there that you can find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oz, AHS is mm-hmm. a good group that's local.
Right.
And so it's kind of easy to find the scene here. There's a lot going on.
This is a thriving community around here in Kansas City, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, you're from Oklahoma, which has a fabulous community.
It really
does. So if you're saying that.
amazingly enough, we really do.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got like multiple clubs and actually quite a few people that are involved in the deal. Most people are shocked to hear that, but yes, we have.
In the middle of the Bible Belt, yes.
We have a lot
very
of very kinky people that are hanging out there,
yeah.
Which is good. But yeah, I mean,
you
Kansas
have a great
City,
community.
And so do you.
So you're going to be taking pictures of the fashion show that's going to be here, I guess?
Yeah, that's in November, the first Saturday in November. I don't know the exact date, but Deborah has had a shop for a really long time. The first one she opened was in the mall that I used to run around in when
really?
I was a kid.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
Like right next to Sears.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
Right.
And she had stuff for dancers, for individuals.
Wow.
Really quality merchandise.
Yeah.
And she still does. You're going to have a blast when you go there tomorrow. She's
yeah,
on 39th Street.
Very cool.
West 39th.
Cool.
She's getting a lot of plugs here.
Really?
Which is good. That's cool. That's
well,
what we
want
is a little flavor of Kansas City.
I want you to make me a saran wrap dress and like take my picture in it.
We will do that. I'm out of saran wrap though.
Oh. Man, don't you hate when you run out of saran wrap?
Okay, especially when such a beautiful woman is asking me to. You know, because that's
killer,
like
right?
lots of fondling opportunities.
Exactly.
You should have seen
You should have seen the boot black get a hold of her and shine up her latex outfit.
Yeah, Jason used
at
his time.
Evolution.
Oh, Jason. You that explains everything.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know Jason?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Jason DuBois?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the international Ms. Boot Black
that
for 2010.
That is the absolute person, yes. That's very cool.
And Jason had energy and charisma to
yes.
spare
oh,
over
my.
And over again.
Sure.
And we had to do, like, okay, if you can imagine competing for 4 days, and then it's Sunday night, and you got to put on personality so you can
oh,
look
man.
Good in a photo. And I'm there, like, you know, leaning against the wall so I can hold my camera up. And right. they are showing personality, happiness, thrilling.
And he works ass off, and I don't think makes much.
Yeah,
right,
I think
right.
So I was asking, how much you make of this? It's oh, like the, a dollar.
It's for the love of it. I mean, honestly,
yes.
it's for
yeah.
the love of it.
It is.
But I like to,
and it's for fondling Princess Zoe.
Well, I'm like, I like to be fondled.
That's the perks.
But I like, when we go to different places, I like to try new things and have someone boot black me or
right shine up your dress there.
Or wrap me in saran wrap. We could just
right.
like air guitar. You know, could just like air dress for 10.
Well, that's the same.
I'll give you what you want. Hey, if my hands can caress that body, I think
damn.
It does work.
There you go.
Wow. All right.
So now y'all know my orientation.
There you go.
That is okay.
Are you taking submissions for maybe people that want to display their work here? Or?
I am.
I want to get groped by you.
I have. We're going to have Promovi here from San Antonio
cool.
in May.
Very cool.
She's also going to team up with Oz and do a presentation on protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
So, and I may do some more of that in the future where the artists also team up with Oz, especially if I'm bringing them in from out of town.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
That
That's the way
thing.
To do it.
So yeah,
that's very cool.
That will be the next show that I know of, but I'm probably going to book a few others before then.
Right.
Contact me at PhotoJan on FetLife.
There you go.
And there's an MRP, Master Richard's Place, has a group on FetLife also.
Right, right.
So.
Well, come see us in Oklahoma City sometime.
I will. I have
that
plans
be awesome.
To do that.
Since you're going coast to coast.
Yeah.
San Francisco and stuff.
Okay.
In any case, thank you for being on the Fetish Show. We appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you
and
for
thank
all
thank
you
for bringing the show to Kansas City. We are so psyched.
Oh,
we'd like to
much.
Come back. Y'all have to have us back.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan.
And thank
all
you
right.
for setting this place up so awesome because you did a fantastic job. By the way, if anyone is thinking about, you know, soliciting and trying to get into the show and stuff, you do a great job. You supported me all the way. We got some really great publicity from the papers and stuff. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dirk.
Thank you.
And thank you, Zoe.
All right. Who's next?
I don't know.
Let's get Manator in here. We got to talk to this guy.
I think we've talked to him before.
On the show?
No. Maybe, I think last time we were here.
I think we talked to him on the show, though.
Did we?
No,
we didn't.
No.
But we talked to him here.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Welcome to the Fetish Show. This is Manator. Is that what we're
right.
going to go with?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
All right.
That'll work.
we brought you here because you have done some bondage of stuff that I've shot
right.
before.
Right. Uh-huh.
And you've also been, intimately involved with doing bondage and learning the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And people
the,
are...
The craft?
Yeah. People are endlessly interested in kind of, you know, how you learn this stuff and what your background is. So how did you get into this?
Well, about 10 years ago, I got interested in BDSM. And in Kansas City at the time, there wasn't a lot of people who were doing rope bondage. Okay. There was a few. They were doing some simple stuff. And that I got interested in it. And at first, I didn't really care for it. I thought, this is too hard. I don't want to do this. But then I started watching other people do it, and I thought, I'm going to try this.
It is hard.
Well, yeah. Well,
I can't tie my own shoe barely.
Wait.
Shit. Just either, but it's hard. I can imagine.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people think, and that's what I thought. And I thought, well, I'm just going to stick with the leather cuffs. But my submissive, Amber at the time, she really liked it. I was getting some good reactions out
right,
of her.
Right, right.
So I was saying, wow, look at the reaction I'm getting out of her. So I started getting into it, and I started slowly doing more and more and more. But like I said at the time, a lot of people weren't doing that. Most of it, you can see a little bit of it on the internet, and this is this was at a time that it just wasn't as popular as it is now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely art.
People don't understand that it's not. I was just comparing it just a second ago to, you know, tying your wrist to the bedpost or something. You can craft an entire scene, you know, like a long form scene, and you get into the, you know, the person who's being tied is in that moment for a long extended period of time,
right?
And so it's not just the bondage, it's also the connection between the two people.
Yeah, exactly. And there's different aspects of rope bondage. You know, of course, there's the sexual aspect, there's the artistic aspects of it, and now that I've gotten into it more, I've kind of explored different ways to enjoy myself with bondage, and it's basically, for me, it's the reaction that I get out of the bottom.
So like what would that be? I mean, what kind of reactions do you get?
Well, you know, you see somebody that starts zoning out. You know, different people react different ways to it.
Sure.
But I look for any type of reaction when I'm doing any type of play. I just don't like to just watch somebody sit there like a lump on the log and get flogged. I want to hear some oohs and ahs and all that feels good.
Absolutely. Everyone needs to know that. Let's mark that one down. I don't like that either.
There's cool things to do, so why be doing something with somebody they're not that into? You can do something else.
Right. And and that's another thing that I like about rope bondage, is you can incorporate it with other types of play. You can incorporate it with caning, with floggers, wax play. I'm doing something now that I'm incorporating fire play. That's another thing that I like to enjoy to do, is fire play. And I get some great reactions with fire play with somebody.
You tie your ass up and set you on fire.
Right. And that's something that they tell you you're never supposed to do, is bind somebody and do fire play. And I think, why not? We're doing all kinds of...
Really? I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the
rule. Oh, yeah, it's a big taboo. You know, like years ago, it was, you could never put rope around somebody's neck.
Right,
that was the
right.
big taboo. Yeah. You know, and we've seen that slowly change.
Yeah.
And it's same with doing rope and fire play.
So not supposed to tie people up in some...
It's about education. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. Where do you learn... Where do you learn rope bondage from, or fire play, or?
Yeah, and that's like me. I was taught to do fire play, and that's something, like I said, I like to do.
Where did you learn?
Master Sue, she was with a reciprocal group here in Kansas City, and she came out to a camp out we did years ago, and I was watching her do fire play. And of course, you know, fire play is always exciting to watch.
Right.
And I was watching her and her boy do fire play, and you know, I just started talking to her. She said, "Would you like to learn?" And I said, "Yeah." So
yeah.
She kind of took me by the hand and got me started on it.
That's
and
cool.
And so that's, and then about the same time I was really interested in rope bondage.
Mm-hmm.
So just about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I started playing with rope bondage and fire play. And
that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
That's a lot of different sensations going on there.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's something that if you don't know how to do fire play, I wouldn't tie somebody up and experiment with it. But yeah,
I wouldn't either.
Where have you learned bondage from?
Well, different places.
Or maybe I should put it this way. If someone's interested in doing bondage, where would they learn?
Where would they learn? Well, you know, the first formal training I ever had was with Midori.
Is that right?
Do you have
any idea how many times Midori is mentioned on here? She was mentioned at Evolution of the Revolution. Someone brought her up. I mean, you want to talk about someone who's seriously, I mean, has tendrils in the community.
Oh, yeah, she's been around for a long time.
Absolutely.
And she was one of the first people that came out with here in the United States with books on rope bondage. And, you know, she's almost mainstream now.
I met her in San Diego at the Comic-Con there in about 1995.
Mm-hmm.
She was she was tying up people for the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, of all things.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She had a bondage demonstration and then did some flogging and stuff, and I was in awe. I mean, she's hot.
Yeah.
You know, she had the latex outfit on and stuff, and it's like, you know, I was a big fan of hers.
So he doesn't really want to talk about you. We talk about hot chicks.
Let's talk about Midori. You mentioned Midori.
Yeah, she's one of the first people that I had a formal training with, and then, you know, I've had good pleasure to meet David Masterson. In fact, he's my partner here at MRP's Master Richard's Place.
Right. Who's also been on the Fetish Show.
Right.
David M. has been on the Fetish Show. Master David M.
Weren't we on the bed with him?
We were. We did our interview on the bed.
Yes, from bed.
Yeah, I listened to that interview. So what were you guys doing on the bed?
Well,
we
know,
can't tell you. Then we have to kill you.
That's right. We don't just tell everything, you know.
Well, I understand. But, you know, I had the good fortune to run into David, and of course he's been to Japan, and he showed me some stuff that he's learned, and
sure,
I've picked it up. But also, not too long ago, we got to work with Lou Rubens.
Right.
I spent 4 days with Lou Rubens, and you know, that's a great guy. Really, one of the nicest guys you've ever meet.
For real, yeah, absolutely.
We spent 4 days. David and I spent 4 days with him, and he showed us a lot. And it's, you know, just kind of what I've picked up from other people.
Sure.
And you said you teach also.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We have here in Kansas City. We, along with David, we have Kimbaku KCMO, and it's part of a group. There's a group in Tulsa,
Oklahoma City. Yeah.
And now in Baton Rouge.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. He mentioned that. That's new, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right. And David's been recognized as to teach Osaru, which is the Japanese style of Kimbaku.
Right.
And it's based right here in Kansas City.
Cool.
And that's kind of taken off. So, yeah, I've been very fortunate, you know, for somebody that just started out trying to learn on my own and pick stuff up. I've run into some cool people that, you know, have kind of showed me the ropes.
Literally. So to speak.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you've just rattled off some of the best people out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To work with and to learn from, and, you know. And I've also noticed that there's a really great spirit of teaching and cooperation that goes on, and, you know, educating people and bringing them in if you go to the right people and you ask.
Right. And that's, you know, it didn't used to be that way. It used to be a big secret, and people were a little hesitant to show you.
I've run into that quite a bit, not with rope bondage, but with my profession.
Yeah. And you know, personally, I don't like it when people are a little standoffish on showing people. And that's spread around. And there's some good upcoming rope artists that I've seen out there. Some of the younger people that are getting into rope bondage are really taking off, and I've seen some good stuff. You know, and that's what I tell everybody here when we're having a rope class. Anything you want to learn, I'll show you. I'm not going to hold anything back.
The whole attitude and atmosphere and the climate of the people in this area, it's awesome. I mean, we've had a lot of good feeling from everybody here every time we come. So,
oh yeah, there's also some good energy in Kansas City.
Yeah,
you know, it didn't always
yeah.
used to be that way, but here in the last few years, things have changed, and there's some good energy here, and everybody's getting along, and it's great. You know, it's good to be here.
Yeah,
if
right.
they don't, you can just tie them up and sit their ass on fire.
Is it? Yeah, that might be fun.
Yeah, there you go. See,
and you have a great speaking voice too, by the way.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
But if people are interested in your work or to learn more about you, where would they go?
We've got a website, Kimbaku KCMO, on Yahoo. And also there's Master Richard's Place on FetLife. Mm-hmm. There's some of the places they can go. So they can get a hold of me on FetLife. So it's Dom Manator on FetLife.
Okay.
They get a hold of David Blood and Ropes on FetLife.
Right.
Yeah, and we'll shoot you in the right direction.
Yeah, undoubtedly, you guys are great people.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And by the way, since I'm thanking everyone tonight, thank you very much. I mean, for working with me and for being so nice. I mean, I've been up here several times. You guys have just always been amazing to me, and I just really appreciate you. You know, your warm, inviting, helping on both the photography and now on this show. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and you know, I always like having you here. And you know, I worked with you that we did that one photo shoot. And right. I had a blast when you guys were up here. And I think it was Miranda that was up here. And,
right.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
I had a blast.
Yeah.
Hard work, but got a lot done. Some good stuff come out
of
that.
Yeah, yeah, and it was. That was one of the first photo shoots that I got to do, and
right.
So it was some pretty amazing stuff that came out of it, and yeah. I was really impressed.
Yeah, so. I agree.
So, and of course, you got some nice stuff up here. I see a lot of your work up here on the walls,
right.
and you got it really, right. It's really nice.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, well, we appreciate you being on the show.
Well, thank you.
All next right. time, bring chocolate.
All right.
Wow, chocolate, again with the chocolate.
I just want some chocolate.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, I think we've been through about everyone that we were going to interview tonight.
I think we have. That's it.
And some of the people have cleared out. I think that the first night is over for us.
I ripped my nylons. Damn it.
You ripped your nylons.
Yeah, what the hell?
So sorry to hear that.
Oh, I need some
I
chocolate.
I think everyone, really, sincerely, is sorry to hear that.
Head up, dark. I need some chocolate. Let's go over there and get some of that food over there. I'm hungry.
Well, we're going to, you know, maybe go get something to eat or something, or go to bed.
I don't know if I'm, going to bed I don't know sounds, if I'm dressed to go out anywhere else.
Going to bed sounds spectacular right now, to be honest with you.
My boobies.
I want to say one more time, because you really can't say it enough. I want to thank everyone for all of their help and their, education and their friendship out here in Kansas City. They've been spectacular
place.
Over the last, I mean, I think I came here maybe a year and a half ago or something, and I have some work to
and
show for it that I'm very proud of.
Your solo show here.
And yeah, and now, you know, kind of to bring things full circle, I've got, you know, pictures that I've taken here on the wall now.
Yes, you do.
And, you know, had a really great evening. We're about to, you know, wrap that up, like we're just about to wrap up this particular episode. One last thing, though. One last person that I want to make sure to thank is you, Princess Zoe.
What did I do?
Because you have done some really amazing stuff over the past month and a half. We've done a lot of traveling. We've done, we hosted the Buck Angel show. When I was putting together my artwork last night, we were at your palatial estate, if you will.
Yeah, I didn't help you much there, but.
No, you were no help actually whatsoever, but you did offer up your house, and I appreciate that. No, you were no help. If you have a framing party,
by staying out of the way.
By the way, if you have a framing party, don't invite Princess Zoe. She's shitty.
No, well,
she's terrible.
I
she's
help
useless.
By staying the fuck out of the way. I went and got you tape and stuff, and I packed all this shit up and put it in the trailer.
Sure, sure.
And I want to thank you too, Mr. Hooper.
Oh.
You work hard. You really do. I think that we've grown a lot over the last year, and I like the changes I see. You look great.
Thank you.
Thank you for wearing that suit.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're easier to look at now with a suit on.
Wow, thanks.
I'm just kidding.
I think.
And we have to thank Warren.
That's the absolute last person that I want to make sure that gets out there, because Warren has been spectacular, not just at this event, but at a bunch of events supporting us spiritually and financially.
Yes.
Frankly. A lot of the things that we do, you know, we came with an entourage. You heard from some of them tonight.
Yes.
We have to stay in, you know, when we travel, we have to stay in hotel rooms. We have to pack up stuff and put them in trailers. We have to pay for food and, you know,
it's
gas, which is expensive, yes. Frankly. You know, the hotel rooms are expensive. Just getting Chiclets is expensive.
Shit.
You know, if you got to have Chiclets.
Nylons is expensive.
Yeah, keeping Zoe in. And nylons is expensive. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff that we would not have been able to do if Warren had not helped us out on this stuff. Oh. And so thank you, Warren, very much.
I think
much.
We're going to have an appreciation party for
yeah, we need
for
to have
our
a little
crew.
Party
and there's so much that goes into this. And people are really behind us. And we are growing, I mean, at a very vast pace.
Yeah, you don't know really. I mean, we've given you a hint of stuff, but you have no idea what's on
yeah,
the horizon.
We really
I promise
are.
You.
We have a lot of people coming to our site and listening to us, and I have people walk up to me. I'll be at a hotel, or someone walk up to me and go, "Oh, I recognize you from the sound of your voice." And I'm like, "Wow,
that's funny."
Is that good or bad?
That's funny. I signed a girl's boobs the other night.
You did, and then
another girl's
pregnant belly.
Yeah, pregnant belly. I signed a girl's pregnant belly. So now I'm kind of like a rock star.
You are. And I've got to sign a few autographs too.
It's pretty cool.
I got to ride a Zamboni. That's the one. Don't tell me. Stay.
Who drives a Zamboni?
I do now.
Good Lord.
But I want to thank everybody too that's been behind us and just worked their asses off, either with services or just sweat, you know, muscle. Our barring, we've used someone's van to get to Albuquerque. We've had. Equipment. We've had
a lot of people dedicate stuff to
us.
Over the past month and a half, people really come out and helped us make phone calls and
done all kinds of phone calls.
I mean, seriously, yes. Helped us carry stuff.
Go
I mean,
get
they
us
have
some
no idea.
Meat, but they didn't give us any chocolate.
We're gonna have to wrap this up so we can get Zoe some chocolate.
Yes.
I guess that's about it.
For
our broadcast here from Kansas City, I want to say if you're interested in the Fetish Show, we'd like to invite you to visit us at thefetishshow.com. You can also email me directly, Dirk, D-I-R-K, at thefetishshow.com, or you can email Zoe if you want to talk to her, Zoe, Z-O-E, at thefetishshow.com. And finally, we want to hear from you on our toll-free hotline, which is 1-888-506-0221. You can give us a call, leave a message, we'll play it on the show. You got anything else to add there, Zoe?
Yes, just one little quick thing.
Sure.
This is awesome to see your work displayed here, and I'm very proud of you. You did great. Some good work.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
it's
nice to hear that. Thank you. All right. Well, then for Princess Zoe, this is Dirk Cooper saying thanks for listening and dream on.
Thanks for listening to The Fetish Show. We're always looking for interviews with models, artists, and BDSM lifestyle leaders, as well as information about events and products. For more information, check out thefetishshow.com. Contact Dirk Cooper directly by emailing Dirk@thefetishshow.com.